Time for Longman Avenue. Down in Pine Ridge.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is that all now, Miss C. Strunk? Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Well, Miss C. Strunk, I told you I'm sorry. We're just out of a lot of stuff right now. Well, we've been paying all our attention, you know, to our boll weevil farm, and then we just let our stock of groceries run down. Well, Oh, we ought not to, Miss Seastrunk. I'm sorry. Well, Miss Seastrunk. Dog, can't get a word in that way.
Well, morning,
Abner. Morning, Squire. Never seen. Just a minute. Yes, Miss Seastrunk. Be with you in a minute, Squire. Yes, Mom. All right. I'll tell Mom to get some more groceries in here. Yes, Mom. I'll send what little we got over to you. All right. Goodbye. Doggie, such a woman.
Yes, Miss Seastrunk. She carries on quite a lot, Abner.
Yeah, doggie, what else can happen?
Well, what in the world's the matter with you, Abner? Look like you just heard Judgment Day was coming.
Well, I ain't exactly that, Squire, but I've heard might not everything else.
Why, I thought you fellas would just be happy as you could be. After the money that you made on the boll weevil farm, huh? Well, you've been selling it around here.
Yeah, well, we've been selling quite a lot of it, Squire, but we ain't made no money.
Well, I don't know how you could keep from it.
Well, Lum figured it up. And after we paid the fellers, you know, for bottling the stuff and what it cost us to make it, and, well, then, of course, there's that sauerkraut.
What's that, Abner?
The sauerkraut. You know, we bought all that sauerkraut from Hugo Schultz up there at Fort Smith. We aimed to buy some empty barrels, and Van Withers got all mixed up on it. And the first thing we knowed, why, we had all them barrels that he ordered. They're supposed to be empty. They come through, and he'd bought them full of sauerkraut.
Yes, I heard about that, Abner. In fact, I noticed those trucks backed up here unloading that. How many barrels of sauerkraut you fellas get anyway?
200.
200? For the goodness sakes alive.
Yes, he been called, and he was going to order 200 empty barrels and wound up that is 200 barrels of sauerkraut. So, doggies, now Hugo Schultz has said that if we don't raise $600 by tomorrow morning, he's going to throw us in jail for not paying.
Going to throw you in jail?
Yeah. We owed him $900, and he said he'd carry us for $300, but he had to have $600 by tomorrow morning. He's going to slap a lawsuit on us.
For the goodness sakes alive. How in the world are you fellas going to raise that kind of money, Abner?
Well, we don't have to raise a full $600, Squire. See, when we got done with our boll weevil farming, we had made $485 on it.
Well, you're going to keep on making it, aren't you?
No, Squire. We ain't got the farm no more.
Well, what's that?
Well, see, some outfit in Little Rock called up and said they was interested in buying the boll weevil farming from us.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
And then a feller, Baxter, I believe his name was, he come in the store and told us that he was from this outfit in Little Rock and they wanted to take the farmly over there and antinizalize it or something like
that. Or analyze it.
Yeah, that's it, something like that. And so we give it to him. And then we got a wire from him, one of them telegrams, saying that their man was going to be here to see us today.
Going to be here today? I thought you said he'd already been here.
Yeah, but this was the wrong feller, Squire. Lum called him up and said their man, Mr. Baxter, had already been here, and they said they never had no Mr. Baxter working for him.
Well, for goodness sakes. Well, who was this fella Baxter then? Where'd he come from?
Well, only way we can figure it out, Squire. He just heard about the farm then. He come in here and give us that excuse and just stole the farmland right out from under us. We don't know where he is, can't locate him. Mom says we might as well forget about him.
Well, I do know. Well, that's hard luck, Abner.
No, it's the worst thing I ever heard of in my life. But we did make $485 out of it. I guess that's better than nothing. Of course, and we lost $900 on the sauerkraut.
Yes, that's not too good a deal, Abner. Well, how are you going to go about raising this $600?
Well, see, here's the way it went. We made $485 out of this, boll weevil farming. And then Lum sold that old gramophone of his, you know, with them round disc records on it he's had.
Yes, I've seen that over there, that Morning Glory horn.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, that's $15. And then I sold one of Elizabeth's mules for $40.
Well, what did Elizabeth have to say about that?
Well, of course, you know, she weren't too happy. She thinks the world on them mules. I told her I'd buy it back for her. As soon as we raise the money, she'll just have to plow off one mule this year, that's all. And so then Lum, you know, that old Lazy Susan dining room table he had over there, that old pine table.
Oh, yes, I know that well.
Well, he sold that to some woman come through here, said she was a antiques dealer or something. And that was the one, you know, Lum's grandmama bought from back in Kentucky when they first come to this part of the country.
Yes, beautiful table.
Well, she asked Lum what he'd take for it, and he said $30. Doggy, she give him that $30 for you can say Jack Robertson. I wouldn't have given him $8 for her.
Well, that's a beautiful table.
Oh, yeah, but old, Squire, old. I wouldn't have had it. But anyway, then betwixt me and Lum, what cash we had, and then the money that Elizabeth always keeps a little hid in the sugar bowl, you know, I sort of borrowed that from her, unbeknownst to her. And that come to $8. Anyway, the way Lum's got it figured out, why, if we can raise $23 some way this afternoon, why, we can raise the $600 by tomorrow morning. If not, Squire, we're going to jail short of the world.
Well, how do you expect to raise the $23, Abner?
I don't know. I don't know. Lum's out trying to collect or raise it somewhere or another now. I don't know how in the world he's going to go about doing it, though. Tell you, when you try to raise money in this town, you just like barking up the wrong tree, that's all.
Yeah, things is kind of tight. I believe that's your ring I have.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Excuse me, Squire. Hello, jot him down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, howdy, Lum. I never knowed who he was at first. Huh? You done what? Well, good for you. Cedric had $23 in hard money on him. Well, how in the world did you get away from him? He did, huh? You done what? Made him a vice president. Yeah, thought that's what I was. Oh, have two of them, huh? Well, I don't care what you done as long as we got the $23. That's the main thing. Well, I'm sure tickled to hear that. At least we won't have to go to jail. Yeah. All right, Lum. Get on over here as quick as you can. Yeah, good for you. Goodbye. Hey, Dogis, what do you think about that, Squire?
What's that, Abner? I heard something about $23. That's the only thing I could hear.
Well, Lum got the $23 from Cedric Weehunt.
$23 from Cedric?
Yeah, he worked out some sort of a deal with him. I don't know exactly what it was, but he gives Cedric $50 here at the store in trade for $23 in cash.
Oh, I see. In other words, Cedric gets $50 worth of merchandise for $23 cash.
Yeah, that's what Lum said.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And then Lum made him a vice president of the store, too, he said.
Vice president?
Yeah. Lum says you can have more than one. I'm already one vice president. He said we can have more.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal, Abner. Yeah, that's all right. I don't think you went too far wrong there.
Oh, no. Anything's better than going to jail, Squire. I'll tell you that right now. All right. Just a minute. telephone, I'll swan to goodness it's rung itself off the wall.
You better answer it ever. Maybe a grocer, you know.
Yeah, hope it ain't. We ain't got nothing. Hello, jot him down, Store Abner. Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, howdy, Cedric. Yeah, I heard you was a vice president. Yeah. He got $50 worth of groceries coming from the store here, too, so Lom says. Huh? Why give it to Miss Bates? She done what? Well, for goodness sakes alive. Yes, sir, you sure did, Cedric. Yeah, all right, you tell her to come in any time, and we'll let her have $50 worth of groceries for nothing. All right, Cedric, our vice president. Goodbye. That dog is that Cedric's a businessman, you know.
What's that, Abner?
Well, sir, he give Lum $23 for $50 worth of groceries here, and then he went over to the boarding house there and sold Miss Bates a $50 worth of groceries for $35 cash.
Well, I do know what, sir. That's a good business deal.
Yeah, he made $12 there before he can know it, hardly. Hi, doggy, you know something, Squire? I'm glad to have old Cedric for a vice president. I believe he's got a heap more learning up there on top of his head than that Lum has.
Hey, wait till old Lum hears about that, Abner. He's sure going to be mad. Well, it looks like your trouble's all over now, Abner.
All over nothing. Got to raise the balance of what we owe that Hugo Schultz. That's $300. And the only way we can do that is to raise enough money to buy some more stock for the store here. That doggy, Squire. It looks like when me and Lum started in that boll weevil farming business, we've taken our ducks to a mighty poor puddle.